Hello.
Hello. My name is Aralia Alvarado. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Soche Rodriguez?
That's me.
All right. Are you a registered voter as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way out, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices?
High chances.
Okay. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Puerto Rico.
Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
And I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 means a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. For example, Stephen Fulop. What record would you give him from 0 to 100?
0.
And Theo Murphy.
0.
Joe Biden.
50.
Ravi Bala.
0.
Andy Kim.
0.
Bob Menendez.
0.
What about Rob Menendez?
0.
And Tammy Murphy.
50.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Controversy.
All right. Controversy. Another. Do you have other reasons of them or no?
No.
Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job of Rob Menendez is doing?
I have no opinion on his job.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim and Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, for who would you vote?
I don't know any of those candidates.
All right. What about Kyle, JC, Ravi Vala?
I don't know. I have not heard of any of those candidates.
Okay. Not too closely, right? Okay. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. For example, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Rob Menendez's son.
Yes.
Do you agree or disagree?
No, I don't agree with that. No, I disagree.
Okay. What about Congressman Rob Menendez is in his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Rob Menendez?
I agree.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
I don't know. I'm neutral with that.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
No, disagree.
There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings.
I am neutral.
Okay, here are some of the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez. Say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Mendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation, has done nothing wrong. They say that he appeared nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crime his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusation of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it will be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does this statement from critics to Congressman Rob Menendez or the statements from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
No, not, they do not.
All right. Now, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with public politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the politics machine put him in there. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as mayors Ross Baraka, Ver Bryan Stack, and Chris Volwich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hard-working families, because his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does this statements from critics to Congressman Rob Menendez and the statements from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view?
No, they do not. No.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statement about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat much likely, a little more much likely, or not at all more likely to support candidates for Congress. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Vala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing with a rising equality and rising Z levels. Vala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. How are you with that? Much more likely, somewhat most likely?
I need more information. I don't know that candidate to be able to answer these questions. I don't know any of the candidates to answer any of these questions.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, any? No. And then, finally, I just have a few more questions for it, a statistical purposes only. Thinking in a political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? Okay. Are you current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisors, can I have just your first name?
Sue.
Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No, I prefer you guys don't contact me in the future, please.
All right. Thank you for your time, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.